Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's July 29th, 2014. And before I introduce our special guests, and I'm excited to share them with you, our Great News Radio listeners, but wow, I don't know if you got to tune in yesterday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, but I was very encouraged by the testimonies of Dennis Daniel and Bill Scott. They're both involved with Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries out of Rantoul, and they have an upcoming banquet on August 22nd, so it's important if you want to be a part of that evening to give them a call and get your reservations in. It's going to be a great celebratory evening with a lot of ministry updates on how God is using and working in and through Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry. But you can call 217-892-4044 for more information or to get registered. That's 217-892-4044. The banquet's going to be held in Urbana, Illinois, at the Holiday Inn Conference Center, but they're stationed in Rantoul. And another ministry that's serving the Lord Jesus Christ in unique and powerful ways is the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church. And about 10 days ago, or a couple weeks ago, at a Saturday National Day of Prayer Task Force breakfast, I got to meet up with Reverend Christopher King. He's the senior pastor at the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church. And his wife, the lovely Susan, is very involved preaching and teaching and assisting in a variety of ways. And at the prayer breakfast, I met up with these two and prayed alongside with them, got to talk with them, and I thought, oh, I want to get these two in the studio. And so this past week, we had dinner together at the Texas Roadhouse and got to share a lot of stories and get to meet up with each other. And I got to hear some of their love stories, their heart for ministry, and the ways they're being used in the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church. So with me today in the studio is Reverend King and Susan. So thanks for joining me for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, Mark, thank you for this opportunity to come to be with you today in your studio. We feel it a great honor and a great pleasure to be with you.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Well, we got to spend some time together over dinner and then during a prayer breakfast, and I was just kind of intrigued by your love story, by your heart for ministry, even your own personal testimony on coming to the Lord. And yesterday we had, as I mentioned, Dennis Daniel and Bill Scott, and that's a unique work that they're doing through Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries. But you guys have a very effective ministry reaching out to those that are hurting,
yes,
disenfranchised, or maybe sometimes somebody could say a castaway or somebody that's involved in drugs or has a prison record, and yet you've seen God through the love of your congregation, through your own desire for them to know Jesus' love. You've seen healing come about, change take place, a transformational work in their hearts. So we're going to talk a little about that because I think God is doing a very unique and special work at your church, the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church. But I also love a good love story. And sure. Last week, I had two different couples on. I had Jerry and Carol Cohen, and they shared kind of how they met up and the knowledge that Carol had right away, that very first meeting, she was going to marry Jerry. I had them on Monday and Tuesday, and then last Wednesday I had Sue Bae and Hyung, and how they met up, and she was a believer and following Jesus, and she said to Sue Bae, well, if you start coming to church with me, you'll have a chance to maybe date me, but that's very important is you come into Christ. And so I thought maybe, Susan, we'd start a little with some of your faith journey and how you knew that you knew, even though at the time Reverend King Christopher was not walking faithfully with the Lord, but you knew there was something in him that God was bringing you and him together.
Yes, I was stationed at Fort Hood, and it was my first day of work in the Army, and he had already been stationed there. I walked in and they introduced us and I shook his hand and I just felt that God impressed to me, this is the man you're going to marry. I didn't tell him at the time.
But which I did, is probably wise.
Yes, I kept it to myself, but I knew that that was the man I was going to marry. It was love at first sight, and 29 years later, it's still love at first sight.
Now, at this point in your life, you're serving in the Army. What role did you have?
I was a generator and truck mechanic and a wrecker operator.
Wrecker, wow. And did you grow up in a Christian home? Like, where were you at this point with your journey with the Lord?
No, my grandmother went to a small church in Pinfield, and my mom took us a couple times during the summer, but we didn't have a stable church relationship. And I just felt that God was calling me to come and to be saved and to help others. And I wanted God so badly. I was very hungry for God, and I had been praying. And I went to a new duty station, and there he was.
Now, how old are you at this point?
I am 22 at that point.
Okay, 22 years old. So you've been introduced through church and through Sunday school and other lessons, maybe Bible stories, that there's a God who loves you and that there's a plan and purpose maybe for your life. But would you say you were actively pursuing him or just kind of nominal in your Christian walk?
No, I wasn't attending a church. I was just kind of praying in the evenings. Lord, I need more in my life. I need something better. I don't feel that I'm saved, and I want to be.
And then you're sitting at this desk. You meet this Susan, you know, nice gal, you know, Army, so comrade, maybe just being polite and friendly. And I know a little of your background. You grew up on a farm, I think a tobacco farm, you had other crops, like gardening and such. And I think Susan had told me it wasn't until you were about 20 years old till you first entered a restaurant, had food where they served you, and because you were 20-plus miles away from another town. So tell us a little of your background journey. And at this point, when you're serving in the Army, you're in your 20s, but you're not seeking the Lord actively, but you had some background in the church. Walk us through some of your life.
Sure. Mark, I grew up in Virginia in the rural part of the state, and I grew up on a farm, tobacco farm, as you stated, and we had our own gardening and everything. I had a little affiliation of church background. I went to Sunday school with my parents until age. I was a teenager, then I kind of fell away. Then I fell away even more when I went into the military. I didn't really attend church or anything to that format. But sooner or later, you know, I met my wife now, and when we first introduced, I really didn't think nothing. It was just another soldier, and before I knew it, we was dating. Before I knew it, we was married, and before I knew it, now we're here 29 years later, and so we saw God was in the midst of this to make a family. I used to pray, God, make us a family. Make us a family, because this is the woman that you have placed in my life to be forever. I will accept it, and I have. And I have been blessed by her and her ministry. All that she does for the kingdom of God is a great, great effect and helped me in my ministry.
And I know you have three daughters. I think two are even serving locally in the church at the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church. So you guys meet up at the Army base at Fort Hood in Texas. You're dating. You get married. When did you start seeking after the Lord more passionately? I think it began with your journey, Susan, right?
Yes. 1988, we got out of the military and moved back to Rantoul, which is my hometown. And my sister had moved next door to a pastor and his wife, and she had been attending their church, so she invited us. And I just felt at home from the day I walked in there. I knew this is the place God had sent me. And about 5 years later, while I was preaching, he showed up and finally decided he would come to church and he would check this out and see if it was something he was interested in.
Now, was it something to do with the Rantoul Air Force Base that you relocated to this area, or just to be back near home?
Just to be back near her home here in Illinois. Again, I was from Virginia, so we decided to move, locate here, because there was job opportunities for me to go back to school to complete my college degree. So I did that, and so it was God meant for us to bring us together.
And I think these past nearly 25 years, you've been working for Conair.
Yes, Conair Corporation for the last 25 years
in the Rantoul area.
Rantoul.
And so you started attending this church with her, and God's word was being proclaimed and shared. And there began to be a calling on your life or a conviction to where it wasn't just you were a passive listener. You wanted to be actively involved. What was that process?
Yeah, it was a fast, interesting process, because when I began to attend services where she would speak and I would go and listen to her speak, and I saw the change in her. I saw the atmosphere that the church had a great walk with the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and the hunger began to spike in me. And I said, what can I do, Lord, to help? What can I be influential in the church to help the pastor, to help others? And so the Lord began to prick my heart and help me in different areas. Before I knew it, he had spoke to me. He said, I've placed you here in this particular ministry. And so from that point, I just began to read the Word of God, study, pray fast, stay under my pastor, and he helped me along the way. And it was a great blessing. It was a great walk. It was a great walk.
And you've been attending there now 20 years, but serving like the last 15 15 years as the senior pastor and overseeing the ministry direction that the church would take. And when we met up at the Texas Roadhouse a little over a week ago and you were sharing some of the story, it was so neat to hear the different ways that God is working in and through that church, through the ways you've reached out to people that maybe didn't feel loved or didn't know about God's love, and you have a very active outreach where you're loving on these people. I think you even have a sister that she's named Miss Huggy or something.
Yes.
Loving on people, and you have like a concession stand where some of, I think, four sisters or something.
Five sisters.
They help, and there's some fellowship time, and the various services are arranged so that even those that are going out and picking up people have time to come back, enjoy some snacks, fellowship, and then there's the worship time. Mm-hmm. And I know there was a number of stories you shared, in fact, when you were talking about the testimonies and the transformational work that God was doing in some of your members, it reminded me of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir in New York, where some of those people that were down and out, had no hope, maybe they had various addictions or were out on the streets or single parents and just hurting, and then they came to know the love of Jesus, and then these are forceful, powerful, transformed lives that now are very active in your church. And so you've seen that over and over again. And I think you had a situation, there was an individual that was in custody in Champaign. Walk us through that story, because that's one of those incidents where, was it an angelic being? Certainly God orchestrated all the events around the situation, and that person winds up at your doorstep. Here's somebody that's known as a drug dealer in Rantoul, not the best reputation, and he gets arrested.
Sure. This young gentleman came to the church. He had been in some prior situations. He was on a weapons violation when he was stopped. He was incarcerated one particular weekend, and he was released, and he was walking home toward Rantoul, and some gentleman picked him up and asked him a question, where did he go to church, or if he went to church, and he admitted he didn't. And he told him, he said, you need to find a good Bible-based church that people will love you. And so by the time he arrived in Rantoul, he was dropped off, and the gentleman, he looked, and he was gone. And next thing you know, that Sunday, he came to service, and God began to tug on his heart. And today, that young man is our youth pastor and Sunday school teacher for the youth class. He's doing a wonderful job. He has a heart and a relationship with the Lord, and he's reaching as many people as possible.
In case you just tuned in, I have two special guests in the studio with me, two new friends. I guess our relationship is just a little under 2 weeks, but I see how God has knitted us together. And we talk about those divine appointments where God brings people into your life, and you just know right away you have a common heart, and you have that, what do they call it, not only community that starts taking place, but kindred spirits,
kindred
where you just know that you've been brought together for a reason. But we have Reverend Christopher King and his wife Susan. They've been married just around 29 years. They have three lovely daughters. They serve at the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church, and that's right on the Air Force Base, right?
Yes, it's on located right off South Century Boulevard on the old Chinook Air Base, building 801 South Century Boulevard, directly across Little Wings Daycare. It's a large facility. You can't miss it.
Now, can I guarantee this? And I think I can, but if somebody is maybe without a church home, or, you know, they're living in and around the Rantoul area, can you guarantee that if they show up, they're going to get hugged?
They're going to get hugged. Their sister, Brenda Ferris, is a wonderful saint of God, and she loves giving hugs to make people feel comfortable because of what God has worked in her life, and it did a tremendous transformation in her life. So this is just a warm, feeling way. You know, a lot of people never get a good hug, you know. In our world today, it is becoming an obsolete thing. But they are guaranteed to feel welcome at the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church.
That reminds me of a story you told. And I think it was you, that you were away somewhere and you learned this concept of someone taking you from one place in the store all the way to somewhere.
Yes.
What was that story?
We was visiting one of our saints in Indianapolis Hospital at the time, and we went into this large facility. It was a cancer rehab facility, and we went in one way and we could not find our direction back. And so we stopped one of the employees there, and we asked her, could you point us the direction where we needed to go? And the lady, she was very responsible, very professional. She said, our motto is just don't tell them, but take them. Mm-hmm. So I felt that was very impressed. And so with the word of God and I ran to a Pentecostal church, we just don't tell people, but we need to show people.
Don't just tell them, take them. And I wanted you to share that because I know for a listener or two or a dozen or maybe a pastor or the deacon are thinking, you know what? We don't have that as a practice. People come and they leave and nobody gets to talk to them. And maybe we need to start thinking that through. How can we embrace everyone with God's love so that they know, even if it's the only time they're visiting or maybe they're on vacation, that they said there's something different about these people. Yes. And that's hopefully, you know, they'll know we are Christians by our love. And I think you both have exhibited that in so many different ways. And I know, Susan, that was something that God was doing in your life as he loved on you and was bringing hope and healing and transformation in your life. You just have learned to extend that, whether it's in the bus ministry that you've been a part of or that growing youth group where there was 20 and then there was 40 and then we're loving on these kids. They enjoy coming. Love is a big part of your life, isn't it?
It really is. And I think when I got saved, God just put this love in me that said, I don't care who you are. When you come in the door, we're going to love you. Mm-hmm. Someone loved us when we walked in the door and we were unlovable. And so we want to show people that no matter who you are, where you've been, we're going to love you because we don't care where you've been. We care where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Hey, for somebody that's maybe just tuning in or they missed out on the information, is there a phone number for someone to call? Say, hey, I want to know a little more about the ministry work there at the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church. A phone number, or is there a website? I think there's a website and Facebook page, right?
Yes, there's a Facebook page, Rantoul United Pentecostal Church. There is a website, which is rantoulupc.com. And then the phone number is 217-892-9144. That's the church number.
Now, as the First Lady for the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church, do you and Reverend King, do you have like a passion for where you want to see the Lord lead you in the days ahead? And I want you to share that so our listeners can be praying up the work that God's doing there and be supportive, especially with the radio ministry. My goal is to help further what God desires to do through the church.
Yes.
The church is his bride. Mm-hmm. We are not his bride. We're maybe an asset to the church or a vehicle that can be used when the pastor's, you know, asleep or away or can't be available. The radio broadcast can be there proclaiming his word, scripture memory verses being shared over the air, the music ministry. But where do you want God to lead you guys in the days ahead? So that'll be for both of you.
Okay.
I just want to see souls saved. I want to see families put back together. I want to see people walk in the door and know that they're cared about. Someone in the world cares about them, especially when they've been beaten up by the world. And I want to see young families grow and be saved and teach their children how to be saved. So our goal is just to love the people and let God change them.
I just pray, Mark, my relationship continue to grow in Christ. It's ever growing every day to see people, you know, want to the kingdom of God and plant people in the church, see people become productive ministers, whatever position, to keep the church going. And that would be my vision, my future vision. Do I ever retire from ministry? Probably not. Mm-hmm. You know, till the Lord take me home, you know, and then that'll be my retirement. But just to see the church continue to prosper, to raise up more children raise up children, and see that generation of the blessings continue.
And I think you have an effective way where you've had some mentoring going on where you've helped mentor some, and others that have been through some of life's hurts are now mentoring and bringing healing to others that have been hurt.
Yes. We teach classes, foundations classes is called, when the newer converts come into the church, to give them a foundation. And by time process, they're able to minister to people that have gone through similar situations or background also. And so it's a repeating process to make the church to grow.
I want to be an assistant or an advocate to see that your marriage continues to grow. And so in our closing couple minutes, tell me one or two or three things that you just love about Susan.
Oh, I could be here for hours. Mm-hmm. She's captivated my heart through time, and every day is like a renewed relationship mm-hmm. with her. She's my right hand. You know, the Bible states, you know, not even only in Scripture, but it's just stated, you know, a common proverb says that behind every man is a great woman. Mm-hmm. And I for sure have a wonderful wife and mother of my children and a great minister and many areas that mm-hmm. many people love her, and I adore her.
Sounds like a keeper to me, huh, Susan?
Yes, he's definitely a keeper. I mean, he's the stability. He's the one when everything's going wrong and I'm running around pulling my hair out, he's saying, God's got this. You just need to calm down. And I've loved him from day one, and I agree with him. Every day we get up is a brand new day that we get to be together. And I don't know that a lot of marriages have that, but I'm glad God gave that to us.
And you truly can say you loved him from day one.
Yes.
Though he didn't quite know it. You knew that God was saying, this is the man for you.
That's right.
29 years later, with three daughters that are loving the Lord and growing
yes.
and being used by him. Wonderful story. We appreciate the ministry work you're doing in Rantoul for the Rantoul United Pentecostal Church. Again, if you need more information, what's the website? And isn't there a Facebook page, too?
Yes. The website is rantoulupc.com, and the Facebook page is Rantoul United Pentecostal Church, and our phone number is 217-892-9144.
I'm going to close out with a little love song for you, too. And so appreciate you guys being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. With me, in case you missed a portion of this broadcast, is Reverend Christopher King and his wife, Susan. And this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs link, so you can listen to it anytime. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks to you, too, for being in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
I cherish the treasure of you. Lifelong companion, I give myself to you. God has enabled me to walk with you faithfully and cherish the treasure.